It's time now for The Buzz at Booth Park, an exclusive radio presentation right here on 97.9 The Hill in partnership with the Twinsic Residential Group. Booth Park is underway, opening to the public this fall right at the corner of Estes and MLK. Going to be a hub for community gathering, offering a blend of green space, residences, and retail, including great dining options as well. I've spoken with a couple of folks behind Booth Park, and we're joined here today by a very special guest whose name you may recognize, Catherine Booth Butler, who has, as you can imagine, a very unique connection to the Booth Park community. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
I'm delighted to be here.
Tell us about yourself and what your connection is to Booth Park. I assume it has something to do with the fact that your name is Catherine Booth.
That's right. Yeah. I'm a native of Chatham County. Have been here for longer than I would like to admit to. My father was basically moved into the area in 1940 and lived in the upper edge of Chatham County, only a few miles from Chapel Hill, basically from age 30 on. And he died at 93 and a half, accidentally, oddly enough. But anyway, my father was very, very interested. He was once told that if they would plant pine trees 10 feet apart, he'd walk himself to death looking at them. So he loved timber and he loved land. And he was very interested in acquiring land. And in his efforts over the years doing timber harvesting and timber management, often he would buy the land and timber together because people might be sending a child to college or something. And so he liked to buy it, but he didn't like to sell it. So my mother used to kid him that he would never let go of something that he purchased. Mm. So we purchased the, and I say we because once I returned to North Carolina in 93 from some of my professional efforts to help him with some of his endeavors, we had acquired this property in 1991 and had no immediate use for it. It was, again, a timber parcel, and so we just sort of enjoyed having it for a while without any immediate plans. And so actually looked it up, and it turns out that we didn't start any kind of effort for selling it until 2010.
Oh, wow.
After acquiring it in 1991.
So you had this for a long time.
We had it for over 30 years. But once people were interested in acquiring the land, it was not an easy path. Mm-hmm. Chapel Hill is very interested in what happens in various corridors of the city. And so the first overture for the land was for a hotel and student housing. And for whatever reason, that was not something that was desirable at the time. So that was one of many efforts that went forward for the land.
So you've listened to a whole bunch of different proposals for the land, but you're going forward with this one for Booth Park. What is it that's different about this one?
Well, the other options, and I can't remember all of them, I think most of them involve some kind of housing.
Right.
But in general, the developers were not used to working with Chapel Hill. They did not understand the process, which is rather long and involved. And, you know, they would give up essentially before they finished it. And so it was very frustrating to me and to my father because that's a lot of time and effort. And if you consider our first overture was in December of 2010, and we didn't sell the property until October of 22.
Wow.
That's 12 years. So it's not your typical.
Those are 12 eventful years,
yes,
too, right? It probably felt like longer.
Well, it felt like much longer to me, actually. So, and things changed, but also the difference was that the developer, Twinsic, and specifically with the leadership of Ryan Stewart, had a different approach. They really looked to Chapel Hill to find out, you know, what they really wanted for the property. And one of the things that was occurring simultaneously, I mean, we went through, over the years of the property options with various folks, we went through a small area land use plan, which was focused on Carolina North. And because the political climate changed in Raleigh, Carolina North did not develop as soon, in fact, hasn't even developed now as anticipated. So we had one vision of being an ancillary effort to Carolina North. But then when that did not go forward, we looked for another vision.
Now Carolina North is ancillary to you, right?
Well, but I have to compliment Ryan Stewart because he really listened. He used the input of people with development experience with who actually had gone to the planning school in Chapel Hill. They were very aware of some of the local sensitivities. Mm-hmm. Another thing that was happening at the same time was that the bike and ped trail was being developed. And I worked several times with the city to say, let's don't build it and have to tear it up again.
Yep.
Because I knew that some development would happen, and it doesn't make sense to do it twice. So that was one element that, you know, came and went and finally got integrated into this plan.
Speaking with Catherine Booth Butler, talking about Booth Park right on the corner of Estes and MLK, going to be opening up to the public this fall. And you've had a lot of time to really get a sense of what the vision for this space is. What's the most exciting thing about it for you?
I think the most exciting thing about it is that it is a live, work, play, maybe not work, but work nearby, live and play environment. Which has some of the amenities that, in fact, a fellow business person and co-land investor of ours kept saying to me, just make sure you have a bar. I just need you to have a bar. That's all I really
this
need.
This is a guy who's got his priorities straight. I like this.
So I'm hoping we have some ideas of some of the things that we'd like to see in the development. And, you know, I'm not involved actually in any of the leasing, but I have two or three restaurants and bars that their presence in other places seems to be popular. And I want it to be a place where everybody comes and can enjoy it. And the fact that it has above and underground parking and it has, you know, a lot of open space. There was an area in the corner of the property that I thought it had a very impervious stream. And so... But, you know, you would think based on the planning that it had a gorge and a waterfall. But there's some park area there, and then there's the central Booth Park that they've talked about. So I'm really hoping it will be a place that people want to come and spend some time. And, you know, it's we like to, you know, interior design's a hobby, and we like to develop places that people feel warm and welcome and enjoy.
Speaking with Catherine Booth Butler, talking about Booth Park, we got to wrap up. But as we do, it's your namesake. What does it feel like to you and to the family to have that name Booth on the name of the property?
Well, I was very delighted. I had nothing to do with the idea of putting the name on it because, you know, that wasn't my objective. But since it worked out that there was a connection with Ryan and his family and my family, and the name Booth was common to both, it was a nice element. And we hope to have some commemoration of the family there. And it's just nice to have something permanent in Chapel Hill with my father's name on it, because he really was an amazing man and he deserves a recognition.
Again, it's Booth Park. It's going to be opening up this fall at the corner of Estes and MLK. Excited about it. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff there. Catherine Booth Butler, thank you so much for being with us today.
I was delighted to be here.